This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Take command. That is Logan Paulson. I am Craig Hoffman, and let's talk about the quarterback play in this game for the Washington side of it. Just a nice other, you know, easy day, 200 plus yards, two touchdowns, no picks. I think he threw seven incompletions on the day. Chill day at the office for Jaden Daniels. That's what it looks like on paper. Then you watch some of the film and some of the ways he elevates this offense again show up. And I feel like in many ways, Logan, this was kind of like what the average game is going to be for Jaden Daniels. A lot of accurate balls, a lot of good decisions, maybe misses a couple of reads here and there, but also makes up for those missed reads with three or four plays that just absolutely crush a defense's soul. There's one play where Chris Rodriguez misses a block. Jaden just sidesteps, and then all of a sudden, C-Rod's out in front making a lead block as Jaden scrambles for double digits. And you're like, that should be a sack. It's not. It's a 15-yard gain. And so those little things just add up, break a defense's back, and that's how you score 27 points. They could obviously score 30 if they wanted to run it in at the end. And where do you want to start with Jaden? Which category of decision-making, accuracy, reads, where do you want to start?
I think it's, I don't know, probably decision-making to me. I think that's a thing that just has been super impressive. And I've said this a couple times now on other stuff that I've done. It's hard to overstate how good his decision-making consistently is. Because you expect he's a rookie, you expect him to not see stuff very well. And again, you got to give credit to Cliff. Cliff's done a great job scheming up the offense. We've talked about how he's kind of done a good job of making sure the first read is open. Guys are winning for him. Terry, Zach, the screens to Austin, those are kind of, you can trust those guys to win in man-to-man situations. That's been great to see. Noah Brown's resurgence or ascension as the second wide receiver or kind of explosive play weapon here has been really impressive. There's a lot of cool stuff going on, but Jaden is just super protective of the football. And I think the thing that is maybe the most impressive to me is just kind of his ability to say oh, it's not there. I'm going to scramble. I'm going to get 5 yards. I'm going to get 6 yards. There's a free runner. I'm going to make that guy miss and get a first down. And that stuff is so incredibly valuable in terms of keeping the offense on schedule. So not only is he making good decisions as a runner, he's making good decisions as a passer, and he's making kind of big time throws. I talked about that throw to Noah Brown where he's kind of cutting across the middle.
Dude. What the hell was that?
I was on the field and I was standing right behind him. So kind of near in the end zone. And it's cool to see because you get to see kind of what he's seeing. And you could see the crosser coming into his vision and McFadden is dropping out of there like a bat out of hell. And I'm like, that's covered. But I think his understanding of what NFL open is and body position of the defender is starting to come alive a little bit. You saw it on the touchdown of Terry, and I think you see it really acutely here. I'm going to throw it right over that linebacker's ear. I'm going to protect the receiver from that corner that's kind of getting some depth, and the ball is right there. And that was a beautiful throw, beautiful decision, big time opportunity. And he's making those big time moments. And I think the offense in general is doing a good job of making sure you don't have to do it all the time. And that's where, like, we'll talk about this on Thursday, but that's where, like, the Pittsburgh stuff becomes really interesting, because they're going to change this dynamic, I think, a little bit. But yeah, like, that ability has been really impressive to me.
Yeah, that throw to Noah Brown, where he just understands, like, yeah, this linebacker's going to the spot, but he can't see. And if I put the ball by his ear hole when his head's facing the other way, like, he's not a threat. It's just a ridiculous throw. I know Nikki pulled the All-22 and put it on Twitter. If people want to go watch that, just go to at Nikki Javala and scroll back in her tweets a little bit. But shout out to the great Nikki Javala. It's really impressive, the accuracy on you know, also just like keeping the ball away from trouble. You know, hey, this is a quick game, but like, if I put the ball on the right shoulder, like, my guy's going to take a hit and it might be an incompletion. Ball might pop up in the air. If I put it on my left shoulder, like, I can peel him away from contact. He's still going to get hit, but like, he's going to be able to securely catch the ball and go down. It's little things like that that just keep the offense on schedule. And then, you know, I think, like you said, the decision making of when to run was really good in this game. And it's almost like, it feels like he has the ability to almost pause the tape in real time, if you will. Like, when you're watching the All-22, at least for me, like, there are times where I'm like, okay, I want to see what's happening right now. And you hit pause and it's like a snapshot. It's like, okay, this is where guys are. Here's some space. And it almost feels like he sees the full field like that in real time from the pocket, because his understanding of, I need to be looking here, or, hey, if all these guys are covered, then the space must be over. Like, wait a second. If seven guys are here, then there's no one over here and I can run over there. Like, it's that snapshot in time and then the decision making and processing to know what to do with it that I think is just, it's not just like supernatural for a rookie. It's elite for any quarterback in the league.
Yeah. And I think if you're going to talk about that ability, is the offensive line's done a great job of giving him time to do that and just play and do his thing. And I think, I forget if it was Wiley or Allegretti post game, I think John Kime said something about how, like, if as long as we're doing our job, he can do his job. Yeah. And that group has just done a great job. And it's everybody. It's the whole offensive ecosystem that allows that, because, like, I look at Daniel Jones, and I think Daniel Jones actually played a pretty good football game. I think there's things that he does well when you watch the film of him, but the offensive line just collapses around him. And everyone's like, oh, he's not making this throw. It's like, you can't. There's like no space for him to do it. And I think, like, when you look at the depth and the width of the pocket, in addition to just making sure there's no free runners, like, the O-line's doing a great job, and it allows him to kind of get back there. And there are times, you know, he's done a great job, I think, recently of being on rhythm. There are times where he's a little off rhythm, but you don't feel like stressed for him. You know, even the check down to Austin Eckler, like, they do a great job. It's five-man pressure. They pick it all up. He loses a little bit of ground. The deeper route concept's dead, and he's able to kind of wait for Austin to, like, clear the other crosser and throws a great ball to him. And you're just like, that doesn't happen unless the protection's excellent. And he has to see it and get the ball there. But so it's this cool, like, it's just good offensive football, which is a lot of fun.
Pop quiz. I don't know if you've seen this, but I've done this to Anthony. I did this to Michael Phillips yesterday, but you should be the best one at this because you've watched the All-22 at this point with your eye. What percent of snaps did the Giants blitz on?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
On Sunday.
It felt like a ton. I, and I, if, I'd say over 50% is what I would say.
You're correct. It was 60%.
Yeah.
And the thing is, like, to those of you that have not watched the All-22 or have not listened to my radio show, that might be shocking to you because the Commanders allowed 5 pressures in 25 dropbacks against a 60% blitz rate. So, like, when you're talking about the offensive line playing at that high of a level, like, this is against the best team in the NFL sacking the quarterback this year. They allowed 0 sacks. They allowed a 20% pressure rate. Dexter Lawrence, for the first time this year, had no pressures on 19 pass rushes. That's crazy.
Yeah, and so that's a couple things there. One, that's a great protection plan. That's backs and tight ends and receivers knowing how they impact the protection. And also, credit to Kliff, man. They ran the ball 37 times, and a lot of those blitzes come as run-stopping pressures, you know? So, like, it's everything. It's you know, I think about last year as a great point of comparison for this offense where you're throwing the ball a ton and you're getting those pressures, those five-man pressures versus five-man protections, and a lot more pressures are going to show up as a result. Here, just managing, keeping the easy stuff easy and the hard stuff hard when it has to be hard, and just deleveraging the quarterback and deleveraging the offensive line. Like, if there's one thing any offensive coordinator needs to take away from this season, it's those are the two hardest positions on the offense. Like, if you can make it easier for the quarterback and make it easier for the O-line by running the football, by play action pass, by whatever means you want to utilize, screens, however you want to do it, like, your offense will be much more effective because of it.
One question I did want to ask you is on the pressure front. I feel like there are a couple times that he invites pressure. It's like 2 or 3. But on the 2 that I'm thinking of, it causes him to miss guys that wind up wide open in the end zone. And of course, to be very clear, he played a fantastic game. This is just like hey, what's the next step for Jaden? Because he's only 9 games into his career, and somehow he's going to get better. There's a couple of plays where he rolls out, and if he just stops rolling, he resets his feet in the pocket. Like, cool, we're safe now. Like, we've dodged a little bit of pressure. We've taken, you know, the O-line's cleaned it up. And instead he gets on the edge and say, like, Wiley's blocking the edge and he's got the inside sealed. And then Jaden gets out. And now all of a sudden you've invited pressure. He takes a hit. And on one of those in the 4th quarter, I think it was, I can see in my notes if I have a timestamp on it. It's the 3rd and 4 with 43 seconds to go in the 3rd quarter. And they wind up settling for a field goal on that drive. And Diami winds up wide open in the back of the end zone. And he kind of moves. And if he just resets his feet, he can hit Diami. Instead, he rolls out, invites pressure. He winds up getting hit on the play. And it's one of the ones on the broadcast where Sanchez is just like, hey, man, that's dead. Like, you gotta go. You got to know when the party's over. And I wonder if that is something that this week the coaches will be like, hey, just because you get flushed initially doesn't, like, either go or see if you can find a safe space, keep your eyes down the field. And that's an area he's already grown tremendously in this year. But I think that's another very specific opportunity for him to maybe create some big plays and second actions.
Yeah. And I think that's something, like, you know, when you watch the Cincinnati game from this weekend and see how Joe Burrow is so dexterous in the pocket, like, that's a skill. That's a skill that takes time to learn and develop. And I do think if there's one, you know, criticisms may be hard, but, like, you know, coaching emphasis, it is
that's a good way to put it.
It's like, hey man, like, this is clean. We're clean in the pocket. And that's really hard. That's really hard for quarterbacks to learn. It's really hard for them to get good at it. I think it's probably especially hard for a guy that's athletic as Jaden, because, like, if there is a pressure, I can become a runner and I become dangerous. But there is something to be said for small, subtle movements, quick movements in the pocket. Tom Brady obviously was excellent at that. And so I think, yeah, that's something he can get better at for sure. And it's a fine line I think you want to walk as a coach, because he is so good at making those decisions as a scrambler. And so you don't want to say, like, hey man, like, try to stay in the pocket here, because, like, good things happen when he leaves it. But also you want to be like, hey, we can get better at feeling this and not making a big move to escape, but rather a subtle kind of adjustment in the pocket to maximize this opportunity and maximize your vision down the field.
I also wonder if the coaching point is kind of, you need to read the edge player. Like, if you're going to escape outside the pocket and loop around, you can't do that if the player's already out there. And like that was the thing that I think happened, especially on that play. I know there's one other that I'm trying to remember when it was in the game. But where the same thing happens, though, where the edge is sealed. Or like I shouldn't say the edge sealed. Like it's one thing if the edge player comes back inside, like loops on their rush, and all of a sudden that edge is sealed, and now you've got an open edge, and there's no one, like a linebacker is going to have to come from the second level, or safety is going to have to come down to get you pressure. But if that edge player is already outside your offensive lineman, then you're either setting him up to get called for a holding penalty because he expects that he's in good position, or you're now running away from where you're blocked up. And I wonder if that's kind of the way that they could present it to him, where it's like, hey, we want you to be aggressive. We want you to look to scramble. We don't want you to run into pressure. And that's actually what you're doing there.
Yeah. And I think you look at the sack fumble that he had against Tampa Bay earlier this year, like where he gets a little bit of pressure and he goes to vacate, and the defensive end, I forget who it is just rushing really high. Like teams will do that to you on purpose. And I think a team that will do it is Pittsburgh. Like they're good at kind of giving you these false indicators of space. And TJ Watt is going to rush really, really high. If you step back at all, like he's going to get a sack force fumble. And so I think that's something that definitely needs to be addressed. And has he improved at it? I think so. I think he's gotten better at it.
Definitely.
I think he's gotten way better. And I think it'll still pop up because he's still learning. And I think we forget that he's still so young in his professional career. But yeah, I definitely think that you want to make sure you emphasize that. And you want to kind of, again, it's a fine line in terms of coaching it, because he has been excellent at making decisions about when to leave the pocket, about elevating the offense that way. But it's also like, hey, man, let's continue to cultivate this other element of our game. And again, I think Cliff's done a great job. Again, I'm going to say this for the fifth time on this podcast, of having a protection plan that allows him to be him in the pocket. And the way they coach the pass sets allows him to do that. They're not asking him to be Joe Burrow, where we're going to vertical set the tackles. We're going to, you know, make him navigate in a tight space that way. We're going to set the dish very similar to kind of how Drew Brees' pockets used to look. The tackles are going to be a little bit more aggressive. The guards are going to be a little bit more aggressive. There's depth and width. And so it allows him to operate and be him. So I also think like there's coaching there too, understanding who your guy is and how to maximize what he does.
Anything else from Jaden's game that we want to touch on before we flip over to the defense?
Yeah, just impressed, man. Impressed with him each week. Impressed with his development. And again, I've said this too. Impressed with Cliff. Impressed with the offensive staff. Like it's a very symbiotic relationship in terms of how they've developed him. And I think everyone deserves a lot of credit. And we'll talk about this more on Thursday, but they've got a huge challenge this week versus Pittsburgh, and I can't wait to talk about that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.